Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I've heard people talking about an identity crisis, you know, and I've wondered about it and sort of studied it a little bit and thought, you know what, that an identity crisis is when you don't know who you are, you know, and then you start thinking about this question, what really identifies you? Like, when I think of you, what would I think of as you? Who are you? Identity means it's sameness or similarity. That's who you are. And so I was thinking about this in my own life. And of course, I've been working this year on complaining. I know that you don't know that because you're not around me, but I'm trying to work on not being someone that complains about things. Can I tell you that it's second nature to me to complain? It's second nature to me to make fun of people. It's second nature to me to want to be disgruntled and not happy with life. I don't know about you, but if you find yourself in the same way, let me caution you today to be careful about what identifies you. What do people think of when they see you? Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're really supposed to be identified with Christ, you know, and one of the things that I think that really identifies us is our ability to control our speech. Yep. That's what I'm saying, our ability to control what we say and how we say it. You know, that means refusing to slander somebody. That would mean ignoring some gossip that you heard about somebody. And ignoring would mean that in your mind, as soon as you hear it, you'd say, I'm not going to believe that till I see it with my own eyes. Ignoring it would also mean that you'd constantly be on the lookout to watch what you're going to say. You know, I often say to myself, and I picture this, can I tell you that? But sometimes the way I talk and the reactions that I have out loud, like just now, just about an hour ago, I was with somebody and they said something and I felt myself give them a dirty look. And I thought, Loretta, that's sinful. You shouldn't have done that. And, you know, I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. And I think all of us need to work on being conscious of what we're going to say. I read Psalm 15, verses 1 through 4, and it challenged me because it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And that's talking about identifying with Christ. He that walketh uprightly, not and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. That means not taking sides against the neighbor, not doing evil toward the neighbor, not saying evil toward the neighbor. And of course, Jesus said everybody's our neighbor. Then verse 4, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He says, you that honor me and fear me and know me, said, let's watch what we're speaking. You know, all those things up there, he said, you want to identify with Christ by, you know, who's going to abide in my tabernacle, who's going to be like me? Then you walk uprightly, work righteousness, speak the truth in your heart, backbite not your tongue, all these things. Then I want you to know something that I use on myself all the time. I don't know if you realize this or not, but years ago, they used to have people that advertised some kind of special, you know, for a business or something, and they wore what they call, I called them, a sandwich sign, you know, that said, you know, come to H&R Block or buy this, and we have this on sale, and they would wear that. Now, there's people that they throw signs, you know, and entertain us with all their ability to throw the signs. But I really believe that when we are backbiting and when we are talking bad and thinking bad and, you know, like I said, I gave that person a dirty look. When we are doing that, we might as well wear a sandwich sign that says, I am not right with God. Yep. It's like we're not really honoring our Lord by the way we're thinking and acting and talking. So let's be careful about that. Do you want to be identified by being a backbiter and a complainer? Nope, I don't think so. So let's be careful about what we're saying and how we're saying it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.